Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 73 of the Authentic Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, accredited coach, Cece Ojani-Bekor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. Today, guys, I just want us to spend a little bit of time reflecting on the gems of wisdom, what we learned over the past 3 years. And by the past 3 years, I mean the pandemic years, 2020, 2021, and 2022, which for many people was a year of recovery. Now, it's 2023. We're looking forward with optimism and enthusiasm. It's so important to do that. But it helps when you've been through a rough season not to ruminate over it too much, not to dwell, but to spend some time reflecting on what you learned and what tools, whether it's mindset tools or actual tools, that you're taking with you into your future, tools that will probably help you the next time you hit a rough patch. And that's why I'm calling them gems. What are the gems we are taking with us after the last 3 years into our future? Gems that we can use when we are facing challenges, either individually or as a country or as a globe at large. Now, I want to remind you of a scene in the movie The Lord of the Rings. It's a very old movie. If you haven't watched it, I don't know where you've been. But if you haven't watched The Lord of the Rings, it's a movie for all ages. It never gets old. Please go watch it. There's some spoiler alerts here. But it won't ruin your experience of the movie, the spoilers I'm about to reveal. But there are plenty of other movies that have scenes similar to the scene I'm about to talk about. In The Lord of the Rings is a character called Gandalf the Grey. It is the character, the wizard, played by Sir Ian McKellen. And there's a scene where the protagonists are in the deep, like they're in some dark caves and they're making their way out. And this creature, this like fire-breathing creature, is pretty much trying to get them. And they all manage to make it through, except when Gandalf is just about to get out, the creature whips out it's like it has a whip, a fiery whip, whips out its whip from a dark abyss. And the whip, of course, wraps itself around Gandalf the Grey, and he's sucked in. And for a moment there, you're thinking, wait, what? This key character in the movie is gone? Of course he's not gone. He pops up later on. But he's not Gandalf the Grey anymore. He's Gandalf the White. In other words, he is an enhanced version of himself. Scenes like this are very common in movies, and they are the reason the movie business will forever be a money-making business. It's because of the excitement, the exhilaration, the nerves, but also the resonance. We all go through tough times that change us for the better if we allow them to. And that's a key word, guys, if you allow it to. In previous episodes of the podcast, please check them out. The Unusual Conversation series is a series I ran with two fellow coaches. And in one episode, we talked about, can you learn to love the tough times? Okay, I believe that was, was that episode 69 or 70? Just check it out. So guys, tough times are not just brought upon us by some weird deity that gets off on people's suffering. That's not what it is. Tough times turn you from Gandalf the Grey to Gandalf the White. There are so many movies that have such a scene. I mean, we see it in Black Panther, we see it in Wakanda Forever, And this is why it's so important to spend some time, guys, just reflecting after you've been through a rough patch like we all have in these pandemic years. Just reflect and get clarity on the gems of wisdom you're taking with you, the new attitudes and behaviors you're taking with you into the future. Because you will need them the next time you're going through a rough patch. So what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm just going to share with you 10 things, 10 gems that I'm taking with me. Some might resonate with you, some might not. I want to invite you to spend time reflecting on the specific gems you got. First things first, guys, I was reminded about the importance of investing and committing to building things that last. I'm talking professionally and personally. I'm so grateful that my coaching business did not die with the pandemic. I was busy. In fact, I was so busy, I actually suffered burnout. Yeah, I burned out. Had to do a lot of work to get myself back in good shape. And that work still isn't done. I've built a coaching practice that is solid. And let me tell you, it's been close to 10 years of doing this. And I remember sitting down at one point during the pandemic years and just being so thankful. And I remember saying to myself, oh my God, Cece, you've built something real. Even in a tough time like this, people are still calling. People still wanted to do work with me. And I was so, so over the moon. So guys, build things that will last. Invest and commit to projects, businesses, and relationships that will last. See, that's the other thing I'm so grateful for. My marriage is still intact. My daughter, she's 5.5 years old. She's still happy and healthy. My friendships are still intact. One or two fell by the wayside, but it's really, if I really analyze those relationships, it wasn't because of the pandemic. It was because of other reasons. And that's okay. Some friendships are for a season, and it doesn't make them any less important than those friendships that last a long time. But guys, I invested and I committed to these things. That's why they lasted this very rough patch, these two and a bit years that we've all been through. So I want to invite you guys to start committing, yeah, putting in the energy, the time, the effort, and sometimes even the money to build things that last. Your community or communities are so important. Now, some of you have one squad you hang out with all the time. You do everything together. That's fine. But if you're like me, you have many different squads that you do many different things with. There's a squad you hang out with when you want to have fun and let your hair down. There's a squad you hang out with for work matters, business matters, you know, networking, discussing ideas. There's a squad where you're vulnerable, you talk mental health, you share your challenges, your gems of wisdom with. Invest in these squads. You will need them moving forward. You will need them moving forward. We might not be talking about viruses and pandemics anymore, but we've got problems that are still coming our way, guys. Climate change. I'm based in Nairobi in Kenya. And if there's anyone in Nairobi who still thinks climate change is not real, I don't know what to tell you, because in January, Nairobi usually has blue skies, blue sunny skies. The weather has been so weird. We've had gray skies. It's rainy on some mornings. Climate change is real. Okay? So we've got a few other problems coming at us, guys. There's no need to be afraid. There's no need to worry. There's no need to fret. Just focus on solving problems. Focus on building communities that you're going to lean on and who will lean on you, communities that will support you communities where you support one another. What else did I learn? What are the other gems I'm taking with me moving forward? I'm pretty good at surviving. I'm pretty good at thriving, but I would also say I'm pretty good at surviving. My desire to survive is very strong, I have to admit. But here's a mistake I made, guys. I'm not chastising myself for it, by the way. I'm just stating facts. I stayed in survival mode for too long. And because I was so busy and excited about still working, my brain was engaged and happy, but I didn't realize that my body was struggling. Yeah, and this is that disconnect that sometimes happens between the brain, the mind, and the body. You want everything to be aligned, right? So for me, I didn't realize my body was struggling until I started developing a hormonal issue. Well, what I now know, what I discovered was a hormonal imbalance. It started with things like me being really fatigued all of a sudden. I would wake up in the middle of the night really parched. My skin was really dry. I mean, I'm not somebody who gets sick often. So I knew immediately something was up. My monthly cycle started getting a bit wobbly. I was like, something's up. And so I knew that I was actually not okay because my body told me we're not okay. And so what I now know, guys, is this. If you stay too long in survival mode, your body pretty much decides, we're just going to focus on keeping this person alive. And all these other processes that we normally do, we might just have to pause them. That's why, for example, it can get really difficult for a couple to get pregnant if they are too stressed. Your body's just going, we're just trying to survive here. So let's just not worry or think about trying to make a baby right now. And so for me, one of the gems I'm taking with me is this. The next time that it hits the fan, whether it's individually or nationally or globally, yeah, I'll get into survival mode, but I'm going to accept what is so much faster. And I'm going to relax into it. Because I don't want to make the mistake of staying in survival mode for too long. You hurt your body when you do. Now, caveat. If you're out in the wild and you're lost and there are wild animals around you, yeah, you do need to stay in survival mode. But guys, I was not out in the wild, in the bush, in the Maasai Mara, stuck with just a stone. I was in an apartment, a pretty nice apartment, in a safe compound, in a safe street. I had food, I had shelter, I had clothing. The stress was mainly mental. And so for me, one of the gems I'm taking is when things change, when it hits the fan, get into survival mode, but quickly step out of that mode and just be in thriving as best you can. We wear our body out when we're in survival mode for too long. Another gem of wisdom I'm taking with me is downtime is fine. Downtime is totally fine and actually necessary. And I'm talking about real, real downtime. I'm talking about spending all afternoon reading a book. You know how we behave when we're on holiday by the beach? We don't have to wait till you're on holiday by the beach to do some of those things. Downtime is fine. Spend hours reading fiction. Watch that movie you want to watch. Go for walks. Chill in a cafe with a book, with friends, with downtime is totally fine. I got back into reading fiction during the pandemic years, and I remembered how much I loved fiction, how much I loved storytelling. Downtime is fine. Now, for busy, smart leaders who are wanting to create awesome stuff, build awesome things, downtime can freak us out. Or rather, let me put it this way, too much downtime can freak us out. Our brains immediately start thinking, okay, I should get back, to working on that idea. Well, how am I going to make more money? How am I, what about salaries and revenues and all the rest of it? Those unhelpful narratives that pop up in our brains whenever we give ourselves permission to have downtime. Well, you've got to just recognize them for what they are, unhelpful narratives. And you've also got to recognize that downtime actually matters. It's important. Downtime is fine. We don't need to wait for another pandemic, guys. We don't need to wait for another everybody stay home in order to appreciate downtime. 2023, we can get out and about. Airports are pretty packed. Those of you who've traveled internationally, I have, can tell you airports are really packed and nobody's wearing a mask. We're out and about. And even in this season of being out and about, let's remember that downtime is also fine. Another important lesson, the reality of this too shall pass. This too shall pass. That statement sounded so twee and sometimes annoying before 2020. You know, somebody's going through a rough patch. If you tell them, this too shall pass, they could look at you and go, shut up. I don't need that cheerleading rah, rah, rah nonsense right now. I'm having a tough time. But guys, here we are. We've survived. We've made it. And not everybody has. Not everybody did. It's so humbling to remember that this too shall pass. So guys, the next time you're in a dark, dark place, just remember you survived the last 3 years. You can do it. You can bounce back. I think of some of the people I lost the last 3 years. A friend of mine called Pam passed away. And I was at dinner the other day with friends, and I was just like, dang, man. Here we are, living, loving, laughing again. We really do get through the dark times. We really do. That's a gem I'm taking with me moving forward. The magnitude of that statement, the truth of that statement. You don't have to know when it will pass. You don't have to know when it will end, but just know that it will. This too shall pass. I can bounce back. There will come a time when I'm walking in the sun, happy, laughing, and I'm just going to hang on until that day. Another key takeaway, guys, is, it goes without saying, but for real, save hard. Save hard, guys. Your savings matter. And here I'm talking about liquid, cash flow, savings. Save hard, guys. Live your life, have your fun, but save hard. Save hard. One of the reasons why financially, my husband and I weren't worried is because we've spent years saving hard. Yeah, my husband and I are very thrifty. Yeah, thrifty doesn't mean you're cheap. Thrifty means you're clever about how you spend your money. I like to say to people, my husband and I bought a projector. We both want big screen things. He wanted a big screen TV, and I was just like, oh man, no, that thing takes up, it dominates a space. Don't get me wrong, big screen TVs are cool. I'll enjoy watching the big screen TV at my friend's house, right? But for our apartment, it's just like, nah, man, those things just dominate the space. And so we compromised and got a projector, and we are having such a good time projecting on the living room wall, the bedroom wall. So we get the experience of a big screen without having a big screen TV. That's an example of being thrifty, right? You get clever about getting what you want and how much you want to spend to get it. Projector will cost you, $300. A big screen TV will cost you thousands. Okay. So this is not about being Spartan and denying yourself and you know, torturing yourself because you're saving. Live your life, do what you need to do, get thrifty, get creative, but save hard. Another key takeaway, guys, another gem is, what's the plan B? Always have a plan B, always. Now, there are some coaches who will tell you, nope, you should only have a plan A because plan B distracts you and you start to relax because you know you have a plan B. That is not how most people I know approach their plan A's and plan B's. The plan B is you simply saying, if things don't go the way I want, what will I do? I mean, it's the reason people have wills. We're not walking around thinking, oh, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. But you do know you're going to die, so you get a will done, right? My daughter has godparents. I mean, we're not overly religious people, but I love the idea of godparents because it's my plan B. If anything happens to me and her dad, everybody is clear who will be looking after her, her godparents. And I take that relationship very seriously. It's the plan B. I'm not thinking of dying. I hope I get to live a very long life, but things happen. So whatever you're planning, creating, building, ask yourself this question, right? If things go left in this regard, what are we going to do? If things go pear-shaped in that other regard, what are we going to do? Have your plan Bs, guy. For your businesses, for your careers. I mean, this is also linked to why we save hard, right? You might have a fantastic job, fantastic business today, but poof, it could all go belly up. That's why people save. That's why people have wills. That's why people give their kids godparents. Okay, so people have life insurance. There's nothing wrong with having a plan B. So whatever it is you're up to in life, ask yourself that question and brainstorm. It's called a pre-mortem in the world of business. When people in an organization, the leaders get together and they go, okay, if this happens, what are we doing? If this goes wrong, what are we doing? If this goes pear-shaped, what are we doing? It's very important to have pre-mortems in your work life and in your personal life as well. And finally, guys, one of the gems I'm taking with me is the importance of being open to whatever happens. You know, we get blindsided, but we don't have to stay stuck. Let's allow that punch in the gut to make us humble. Let's allow that punch in the gut to make us creative, to help us pivot. Try a different route, try a different strategy, a different tactic. But if there's anyone out there who still thinks you're in control, guess what, guys? You never were. You never were. Before 2020, too many of us actually thought we were in control. You just need to do this and that will happen, and you just need to do that and that will happen. No, you were never in control. And the pandemic years really helped people understand that. Now, here's the thing, guys. You don't need something melodramatic to happen in your life for you to go, oof, I guess I'm not in control. Just understand and accept that reality right now. You're not in control. So even though you're making plans and you're excited about these plans, be open to something else coming in to throw a spanner in the works or to bring you good fortune. Yeah. Sometimes when we're surprised, it's not always bad surprises or, you know, hurtful, negative, disappointing surprises. How many of us have been pleasantly surprised at how things have unfolded? So humility, life has teeth. Don't be afraid. Turn the page, change direction. Be open. Be open to whatever happens. There's so much more I can share, guys. There's so many more gems, but let me leave it there. A reminder, spend at least 30 minutes this week Just reflect on the last 3 years. Don't ruminate, don't mope, don't burst into tears. And it's not that kind of exercise. It's about what gems did I learn, did I discover, did I find out that I am taking with me into my future? Because you're going to leverage on these gems, on these learnings, to catapult you to success and fulfillment. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, guys, I love you so very, very much. I appreciate you, and I will see you on the next episode.